Welcome to the San Diego Sabres Radio Podcast, a member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. San Diego Sabres is the premier lightsaber combat training group in the San Diego area. On this show, we get together and talk about saber fighting, combat techniques, and a lot of Star Wars geekery. Hi, and welcome to episode 86 of the San Diego Sabres Radio Podcast. I am your host, Steve Kirk, and I am kind of solo this time. At least Eric and Robert are not here with me. But instead, as I use my radio voice, I don't know why that kicked in, we have a special episode with one of our great fans who's been a fan of the show for like 10 years.
Or have I? In a world where San Diego Sabres had one fan.
We have the proprietor of Team Riley, Riley himself.
Boom. Hello. What's going on?
See, that's not terribly impressive for an intro, but you still did better than Nick from the Penguin Sabre Academy.
I don't want to like blow my nails or anything, but... We all know what Nick goes through on, you know, Monday nights.
Actually, it was Thursday nights at the Tiki Bar, but that's fine.
Ooh.
Oh, he admitted it. It's fine. We all know it. He's proud of it. Him and his little
what port up, Nick? Light
drink.
Port whatever, light. Nick.
I still don't understand. I don't understand this
port
thing.
Light. Who port? The hell?
What? I don't know. We have yet to understand this. I don't get it. Maybe it's a tiki bar thing. I don't go to tiki bars, so I don't know.
Wow. You know, San Diego Sabres podcast. Who would have thought that I would be on it? I mean, it's been a while.
It's been a long time. I've been inviting you on here, trying to get you here.
Yeah, and I've been evasive.
And finally, very much so. You dressed up for the occasion.
I didn't dress up. I wore a collared shirt. All right, there's a difference.
That's kind of dressing up.
You can't see my underwear. I'm wearing none of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Edit that out. Nope.
But you shaved for the show?
I did. I shaved for the show. I shaved for you, Steve. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. I wanted to look my best. I wanted to present to you my knowledge of Star Wars, and that's it.
I guess. Okay. Well.
See, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm nervous, man. Come on.
How? Okay. You have your own podcast. How can you be nervous?
Place in front of a face like yours. Come on, man. Kind of intimidating.
I am kind of scary that way.
Scary? No. Intimidating? Oh. Yes. Oh, there's a difference.
Now you're going to give me a complex.
Well, it's not so much of a complex when you can kick my ass with a lightsaber if I say the wrong thing, you know? I mean...
I don't do that indiscriminately, though.
Well...
Usually upon request.
I admire your work more than you know.
Bless your heart.
Bless my heart.
Exactly. So you do a podcast. Tell us about your podcast.
You want to know about my podcast?
Steve? I want to know. I do know, but let you know, the other three listeners of our podcast know about your podcast.
Oh, Moriarty, Doug, and Marina. My podcast is about...
And Matthew Salvatore and Matt Keegan.
Oh, okay. All right. You said three. So, all right.
Well, I wasn't counting Doug and Lauren or Marina.
You know how everybody in the world has podcasts these days. I have one with a best bud of mine. His name's Sponge. We call him Sponge on the show. He wants to remain anonymous because he's a douche. But we talk about just like nonstop fun stuff. Pretty much just a bunch of bullshit all the time.
A lot of dick and fart jokes, by the way.
Dick and fart jokes, stories, and a lot of furry talk that comes up too. We've actually.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I said it. Our latest episode, we interviewed a couple of furries, and they are really good friends of mine as of now, you know, after the show. But it's amazing. Yeah, we talk about just anything and everything with whoever decides to show up, whether it be about toilets and farts or furries.
Yeah. Or Canadians, because you had Rob Williams on there from Gen X.
Sponge was going off about Canada being the worst on that show.
Oh, my gosh.
What a pleasure that was. That's all I'm going to say. Shout out to Rob Williams.
I loved that episode with Rob. He's so amazing.
Yeah. Knighted me on my own podcast. Who the fuck does that, man?
Canadians, apparently.
Hey. Ugh, gross.
I knew it was coming too, so it was so fun to listen to.
Oh, we got a big surprise for you, Riley. We got a big, huge surprise for you. I didn't know. I thought it was going to be something stupid, but no, it wasn't.
It was something rather cool.
Mm.
You're still blushing about it, aren't you?
Yeah. You see my red face?
I can see your face right now, yeah.
You know what? Fuck you. I'm covering this shit. Oh, man. Well, thanks for having me on again. Thanks for the plug, man. This show
is... Of course. Wait. Did you actually say the name of your podcast?
The Big Open Podcast, man. It's The Big Open
Podcast.
Yeah. The Big Open Podcast. Apparently, like, iTunes is doing the thing where you can't put podcasts in the title, so it's just The Big Open on iTunes. But
really?
if you look up The Big Open Podcast anywhere, you're going to fucking see my podcast. It's right there. All right? You'll see it.
Oh, my. But
it's garbage.
Well... and you can also find it, I believe, by going to thebigopenpodcast.com.
Whoa. Can we?
Or is it just Big Open Podcast? I forget what I set up for you.
I got to look that up because, like, you know, I tried it, Steve. I really did. And it's, I can't find that link.
I will tell you.
Yes, please tell me. Oh,
it is bigopenpodcast.com.
Big. Just Big Open Podcast?
Big Open Podcast.
Okay.
It is a Big Open Podcast.
Oh my God. Now you're going to make me want to search. All right.
It's there. BigOpenPodcast.com. Not .net. .com.
Well, there you have it.
And it goes straight to your Libsyn page.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Big Open Podcast. I didn't even know. I got the link wrong this whole time. I've been on my own podcast. I've been like, go to this website. Wrong information. Sorry.
I guess you have some editing to do. Good Lord.
Oh, man.
You are so funny.
So, Steve, I got to be honest with you. This is an honor beyond measures to be on your podcast. Like, I can't even imagine being here. Like, a year, what is it, about a year and a half ago, I started listening to you guys, and I was like thrown away by, like, how fucking legit and just real you guys are, and how much passion you put into your work with sword fighting and Star Wars. And it's just so enlightening, so invigorating. And it just makes me feel like, I had a furry, really. like I had a place, I guess. And it makes sense. And then,
you do have a place.
Yeah, I know. But like talking to you over Twitter, being like, yo, that episode was good. And then you responded. And I'm like, holy shit, these people are real. You know, it's shocking. A surreal thing.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I'm fairly new to Twitter. I'm fairly new to, like, the whole social media aspect sides of, like, everything. So I didn't know that Twitter was, like, this huge universe to where you can actually talk to the people that you're listening to every fucking week at that time. What? Like, yeah, I didn't
That's
know.
That's insane. That's crazy.
If you go to my profile, you'll see I've only been a Twitter member for, like, a year and a half. But even then, like, that year and a half ago, I messaged you, I messaged Rogue Squad Pod, I messaged, like, a couple of other, like, famous people, and they all replied. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I feel like I'm listened to, I guess, by people who are way above me, aka you, Steve.
Yeah. That's because I'm taller than you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's next all. Subject.
That's
next
all.
Subject.
That's all. All right. I appreciate it. No, it's like, you joined July of 17.
Okay, that's a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Kind of, right? Yeah, okay.
Like a rounding, yeah. We'll just say that.
Okay, year, 5 months.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. Fuck
Math.
It.
Math. It's like 12 parsecs. You just round.
12 parsecs. Oh, my God.
No, I am very glad we finally got you on the show, because we're going to talk some space wizards and laser swords.
What?
I know. But before we get into that.
All right.
As many people may know, we've had a long-running pseudo competition between two of our fans, Riley and Moriarty. So you may have heard us talk about Team Riley and Team Moriarty. And the proprietor of Team Moriarty has said some nice things about you lately.
Yes, indeed.
So this is your chance to respond to your opposition.
Moriarty, I'm just saying this as Riley, me, myself. All right. I'm not, this is not a robot voice that is edited by Steve Kirk on the San Diego Sabres.
I'm not that good.
I'm letting you know that your words are very kind and you are a very awesome person and I respect the fucking hell out of you. And this rivalry that was created by Steve Kirk is bullshit, all right? And you need to know that we could be friends, but I'll still kick your ass in a lightsaber duel. That's some real words right there. But no, respect the hell out of you, dude. Love your opinions. You're an awesome guy. End of story.
Sometime in 2019, I do believe Moriarty is coming back with Home One Hangout, his own podcast.
Jesus.
No, I can't wait.
2019, in a world where nobody had fans to their podcast. I'm kidding. I don't even know where that went. Delete that, dude.
I don't know what that was, but here we are. Hi there. How you doing?
Oh, no. I'm embarrassed.
So why don't we launch into, I've got two topics to talk about here.
Okay.
One that could be semi-serious and talking about yourself, and another one that's just fun.
Talking about myself, not too good at that.
Watch.
Fun?
Watch.
Let's go into that.
You like the fun?
I like the fun.
Okay. Well, let's go into the first one first.
Okay.
You like my logic there? The first one.
Nope. First. No. Right. Number one.
Okay. You've demonstrated how much you like the wars. You watch the wars. You play the wars.
I play the wars, yes.
You enjoy the wars.
I am the wars.
So now I want you to close your eyes. I want to go back into time.
I'm there. All right, let's go.
All right, that was like the cult in freaking Temple of Doom.
Don't judge me.
Badarum, badarum, badarum. Kalima.
Kalima.
This is a simple question, although you can take it as deep as you want.
Oh my.
Okay.
What does Star Wars mean to you?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It can go in several directions, and I don't want to taint your approach. So it just organically.
You know what Star Wars means to me? It's one of the first universes that I've ever immersed myself in. That has such a fucking intense following, all right? It's one of the first universes that I liked at first sight, but then was able to go into school and be like, yo, did you see this? And somebody else was like, yeah, I fucking did. Let's talk about it, all right? And there were so many fucking people in that universe that were just there. I think it's all about the community, man. I mean, it's a great storyline. God, I just want to be a Jedi. I want the Force to be real. Son of a bitch. I just want to wear a robe and hold a lightsaber. Or even that, fuck it, I'll be a bounty hunter with a blaster. I just want that universe to be real. You know, it's one of the first fantasies that I've ever emotionally immersed myself in. And I think that was like the biggest impact for me. Because I could have fell for like Star Trek. I could have fell for like Battlestar Galactica. But, you know, they're just... They didn't have that connection that Star Wars did, all right? When those first three movies, when I first saw them, all right, I saw them with family. I saw them with friends. I saw them with everyone that I've loved. And they all had a different opinion about it. And I argued with these people at such a young age. And you can't take that back, man. I mean, Star Wars is such a huge part of my life just because of how much emotional impact it's had. That's pretty much it. I mean, you can't deny that. That's it. Does that answer your question? I mean, were you looking for a little bit more than that, or?
I was hoping we'd go on for about half an hour, but you know, 30 seconds is fine.
Oh. Wow.
Okay, so which movies did you watch first? Because you're still in the prime of your life, young sir.
Hey, bro. All right,
bro, dude.
I'm almost 30. Almost 30.
Oh my God, yeah. I should get you a cane.
I know. I feel it in my hip.
I can pre-order you some Grecian formula if you like.
What, on AOL Messenger?
You don't even know what that is.
Dude. No, the first movie that I watched them in order, all right? Because I had a stepdad, all right, at the time.
Release order or?
No, it's release order, all
okay,
right?
Four, five, six.
This is what really got me into Star Wars. I had a stepdad. He was so infatuated. This guy was probably double my age, all right, at the time when he started, like, being with my mom. But this guy, he had an office job. He worked, he built doors, I guess. And, like, his obsession at work was collecting Star Wars memorabilia. Like, his whole office in our house that we had when we were living with him was lined with Star Wars action figures. I'm talking from the 80s and on. He lined his every single wall with hundreds of Star Wars action figures. And when I was good, quote unquote good, all right, he would let me unbox one of them and play with the Star Wars figures. No matter which one I wanted, he would let me rip it open.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And of course, the first
one
I opened.
That's like sacrilege to some of the collectors out there.
Yeah, I know. The first one I opened was Luke Skywalker in the pilot suit, actually. But it was an old, old action figure. I'm talking like he didn't have any joints on his fucking body, all right? But he had a blaster. And it was crazy. Like, I loved playing with those fucking things. It was like a mixture of Star Wars action figures and Gundams, all right? Like, ooh. You know, I gave the Star Wars characters like the Gundam sabers. Pretended they were lightsabers because I'd always eat them or chew them or something. So it was from there on. I mean, he got me into Star Wars because he challenged my Star Wars needs and like knowledge all the time. We'd watch the movies religiously. And when the Phantom Menace came out, I remember it like it was yesterday because I went to the fucking theater 12 times in one day.
Good Lord. And
watched that movie. I'm talking stayed up for like 24 hours straight. Watching the Phantom Menace over and over again with this guy. All right. It's happened.
So what's the name of the Gungan city?
You know, I got older and I got involved with alcohol. All right. So
or other things. For the record, it's Oda Gunga.
Okay.
And you know that.
Oh, man. Oh,
good old boss Ness.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What a sweetheart he was.
Oh, my face is so red. I'm so nervous for this. You don't even know. Gosh, what?
You and I have sat here and talked and chatted and hung out and had drinks, and now you're embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, now Moriarty's fucking listening. So.
He is the last person to judge you. Bless that man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, if you want to be judged, I'll find some other people. I'm sure Lorraine will judge you. That's what he does.
Oh, man. That episode. Oh, there was, I think it was like two episodes of that the show that go. That show. Uh-huh. Fuck that show. Yeah.
Did it make you choke?
Yeah, because he was like, you fucking furry, looking up hentai the whole time. It's like, Jesus Christ. The filter on this guy is awesome. I love him.
Or the lack thereof.
Lack thereof, yes. Yeah. Hashtag no filter. Yeah.
Absolutely. Cannot wait for the next one. Every episode of theirs gets better, I swear.
It's crazy. This guy's crazy.
Okay. Prequels, original, or sequels? What's your favorites?
Prequels, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
I knew it. Okay, well, that's fine.
First of all, Phantom Menace is mm-hmm. I'm not going to like pull a Rogue Squad here and like try to like say the numbers that I want, I guess, in order of what I like. But Rogue One was by far the best Star Wars movie I've ever seen. 100%. I'm going to get hate for that.
There is no hate.
What are you talking about?
There's no hate. That is an awesome movie.
It is an awesome movie.
Yes.
The movie's great, but it's number one, all right?
For you.
Number two, awesome. Phantom Menace, man.
Okay.
When that, dude, you cannot deny the pod racing scene. You cannot deny fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi, that whole movie, dude. Come on. You're such a badass.
I would argue the prequels would suck without Ewan McGregor.
Oh, man. The things I would do to that man.
First of all, get him a haircut because the mullet still needs to go.
Time out. I don't think so.
You like the mullet on Ewan.
I would love Ewan to keep that mullet because it's more for me to grab while I'm pushing his face in the pillows.
Okay, then.
That's not for your podcast.
That's fascinating.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to do a lot of editing on this, aren't I?
Is there a rating on this podcast?
No, there's not. Have you heard Loring?
Well, yeah, but I just want to know if I should like keep it like G-rated or, I mean.
No, you just be you.
Okay,
you just be you.
All right, fine. Well, I'm sorry, yeah. Children.
I'm sorry. It's like how you got Rob Williams to open up a bit on your podcast.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole hen talk was pretty good.
The hens and the roosters.
You can't make that shit up, man.
Like that was fantastic.
The talk around that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And his son's in the background watching SpongeBob, too. And he's like, oh, yeah,
the rooster. Fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
It's like weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Okay. So prequels. Okay. After Phantom Menace. What's after Phantom Menace?
You want to know the third favorite movie? 100% Revenge of the Sith, man.
I have waited a long time for this moment, my little green friend.
That movie hands down. Come on, Ewan McGregor takes the role in that too.
Sure.
100%. Aside from crybaby Anakin the whole time, obviously. But I don't know if you ever heard of Aronauts, but Aronauts is like this little YouTuber group. They came together and made like a bunch of music and parody films of like the old films. And they voice over everything, right. And it's hilarious. Yeah. It's called Jedi Party. I don't know if you ever heard of it. But
Jedi Party.
Yeah, if you mind, I'm going to just point the finger towards them right now. A little shout out, you know, towards them. They're great. Watch them. They'll reignite your passion for Star Wars 100%.
If you've lost it, go check them out.
If you've lost them.
Lost your passion for Star Wars, why would you be listening to our podcast?
It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe to learn swordsmanship, honor, mastery, emotional zen.
I don't know. Yeah. Don't talk about mastery around food, by the way.
Oh, trust me. Oh,
he will go on a rant.
I've heard it before.
It's a good rant. It's a good rant, and he's not wrong, but that is like hashtag triggered for him. Okay, so Revenge of the Sith, Oral Knots, get back into the show. So what's after Revenge of the Sith?
You want to know the fourth one now.
Oh, now we're going to go four. Why not?
I said specifically that I wasn't going to go down like the list. You know, I didn't want to do that.
No, you're not going down the list. I'm going down the list for you.
Well, 400% would have to be episode 7. Episode 7 was great.
Oh, TFA. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I really liked The Force Awakens. It's such a great fucking movie. I mean, what a way to bring Star Wars back. Like, I know Rogue One brought Star Wars back. They're like, oh, here's a Star Wars story. Amazing. I already said it's number one, so I don't have to back it up.
In a different way.
Yeah. I don't have to bring it up, like, why that's such a great movie. But TFA, to bring one of the numbers of Star Wars, like episode 7, man, to bring that back, they did everything right. They brought all that mystery. They brought all that fun and like the whole childish wonder into it. I just thought that they did a great job. My favorite part about it is that I was older. I grew up a little bit, right? When that movie came out, I think it was like, I was 26 or something, 27 when the movie came out. And, I went to go see it with my nephew, my little nephew, my sister's kid. He was so stoked, man. Ooh. He was ecstatic the whole fucking movie.
Now, was he into Star Wars already?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Like, he has a, at grandma and grandpa's house, he has like a whole room dedicated to Star Wars. I'm talking like those fat head stickers everywhere around the walls.
Yeah.
But he was so ecstatic, and I looked at him and I'm like, holy shit, this reminds me of myself when I was younger, when I watched The Phantom Menace when it first came out. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. It's legit. I think they did a great job to make kids like happy, I guess.
So all those detractions about, oh, they just followed the same storyline as A New Hope, you could care less.
I could care less about anybody who says anything along those lines. I think it's just, it's a petty argument. It's something to bring up over social media so you can get noticed in a weird way. I think it's just an attention thing. Like, I get it if you wanted Star Wars to go a different direction, but you're not the fucking one writing the story, all right? If you want to make your own universe or make your own separate story, write your own fucking book and release it, okay? Make your own, you know, Legends story about it. Make your own version, because God forbid, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to fucking read it, all right? So there's no problem there writing Star Wars Legends, but when it comes to official Star Wars and the people who wrote it, I think that they should have that right to finish the story. George Lucas should have the right to let his views go on camera, whether how much of his views are on the camera. But I just think that it's beyond our control, and we should leave the mystery to the people who are making the movie. Therefore, if you're making the movie, leave the mystery to you. If you're not, then you got to roll with it, man. You got to roll with the punches, because they're making a lot of people happy the way that they've written them now. So I can't deny it. I don't know if I'm going to get so much hate from this podcast after saying that, but what do you think, Steve? What do you think? I'm curious.
That. I'm good with that. I think when you're passionate about something like this, you should be able to also question it and analyze it and acknowledge the things you like and don't like about it, because I always say this, nothing's perfect, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't like it and enjoy it for what it is.
That's the best part. It's like, yeah, you can enjoy the movies, you can argue about it, you can fight with your friends about it, you can like decipher it any way that you want, but don't fucking start petitions and shit. That's what I'm trying to get. It's like, don't do that shit. Don't lose friends over your opinions when it comes to Star Wars. Like,
find other reasons to lose friends, not Star Wars.
Like sleeping with their moms. Okay. All right.
I think we'll save that for your podcast.
Boom. Yes. Which you'll be on.
Year. I don't know. I keep telling you anytime, and you get back to me. Big secret.
The big open podcast reveals Steve Kirk's darkest secrets. Oh, just wait. Just wait. It's going to happen.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I'll get you to say a good fart joke. Don't get me wrong.
I am horrible about jokes, by the way. You don't just, that'll ruin your reputation. It's like, who's that guy
who
can't make jokes?
Clearly, you had me on your podcast. All right. That's the biggest joke of them all.
Oh, it sucks. Shush your face. My podcast sucks? What?
Whoa. That's what I heard you say.
Don't be talking about yourself that way.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Round out the top five by number five, and then I'll stop there. Number five.
You want me to number five? Are you number serious? Number five.
Yeah. What's after TFA?
I know. Solo.
Solo. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was a good movie, man. That was a good fucking movie.
If you literally view it as a standalone movie that's not trying to connect itself to the bigger universe the way all the other stories do,
yep.
Just enjoy it in its little silo.
Yep.
And it's a little solo, huh? It's a fantastic, fun caper movie.
I thought it was just any Star Wars fan, like you've heard it before, any Star Wars fan or any non-Star Wars fan could sit down and watch that movie and enjoy the hell out of it. I loved how they set it up. I loved how it was so close quarters. They didn't really go like a lot of places. Ooh. They didn't have like a lot of scenes. I just love the characters, the actors. I love the, just everything about that movie is great. All right. Shout out to Zalbar. Cool.
I even like the fact that I can't stand L3. I mean, that's how much I enjoy the movie. Oh, I can't stand her.
Why?
No. She's too screamy and too feminazi about everything. It's like she's too in your face. I'm like, okay, that's it. Just
okay.
Detracted for me. But like I said, I like the fact that I don't like her.
Well, I
still
I mean,
love the movie. Maybe my dislike of her helps me like the movie still.
Do you remember when I said don't lose friends over Star Wars? I think we might have to end this podcast right now because
Are you being a hypocrite now? You're being a hypocrite. Oh my God.
No, she is a great character. What do you, that's crazy that you don't like. You don't like it because it was like a comic relief. And comic relief characters probably have kind of like a
For me, it was too much.
Bad omen. Yeah,
for me, it was just too much.
I see it being too much.
She stood out. She just, it was like she was constantly trying to steal the scene. And I know she was written that way, and that's fine. So it worked.
But the thing is, she was trying to compliment Lando's character the whole time, because what other droid in the whole entire universe would get along with Lando the way that that droid does? It's my point. It's like, yeah, she was trying to steal the scene, but so does fucking Lando all the time. So it's like, he's going to have a fucking robot that acts the same way he does. So I think it complements the story perfectly. So I think
that's fine.
You need to reevaluate your opinions and make them my opinions. All right. Or else no friendship. Done.
Mm. Okay. Done.
No, it was a good movie, man. I mean, regardless, I don't know. Can I get into something with you?
Yes, you can.
Okay. There's a lot of serious films out there. There's a lot of serious like cartoons and like things like Futurama and the writers for The Simpsons. They came up with what is that called? The new show that he wrote. So it's on Netflix where there's like a little demon, a little black demon, like the something that has to involve magic. It's a new show that's on Netflix. I forgot what it was. I watched it all. It's a great show. Anyways.
It's so good. You can't even remember it. That's great.
Fuck you. So writing comic relief and writing dumb are two things that you can get very, very wrong in writing anything these days. And I think 100% comic relief, when you're writing a comic relief into stories and you put it in the wrong place, it can completely destroy the whole entire mood for the whole entire movie or scene, whatever the fuck you're watching. Yes. I couldn't tell you on how many times that I've seen like an episode of Futurama where I'm like borderline tears, and then they write in a shitty joke, and I'm like, God damn it. Why? I wanted to cry tonight. Why did you do that? And, or in a movie where they make a shitty joke during like an emotional time, whether it be like a comedy movie, you know, and it's supposed to be funny, but why do they have to put some like punch drunk, stupid joke at that right moment? It's not making anybody laugh. It's literally just killing the mood when you had a good mood roll in there. It's like I can't People stand when
things.
Yeah, well, I can't stand when comic relief is written horribly, and I can't stand when dumb's written into storyline. Like, I don't know if you ever seen a show called Superstore on Hulu.
Nope.
The manager, I guess, on that show is they wrote in his character as being this fucking idiot this whole time, and it's just garbage the whole time, Steve. Steve, it's garbage. All right. Give me something. Tell me a movie that you've seen that somebody wrote in a dumb character or a comic relief character that just totally destroyed it for you. Can you give me something like that? An example?
No, because I forget about those movies, because then it ruins a movie for me and I don't want to go watch it again.
Good comic relief is K2. 100%. That's good comic too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amen. That is brilliant comic relief writing. Mm-hmm. No matter what you do, that character is really funny when he needs to be, but he's serious in those serious moments. And that moment when he died in that movie, there was no joke. There was no stupid.
No.
Like,
it was a serious scene and it stayed serious.
That is perfect comic relief writing. That's because he was fantastic. Funny the whole movie until he died. But you don't see that in anything these days. Like, in Star Wars has such vibrant character writing in it. There's such beautiful comic relief in there. Granted, I know in that same movie they have like some fan, you know, what
service.
fan service that really made a lot of people angry, especially the two people at the bar, you know, at, you know, Mos Eisley Cantina.
Those Dr. Evazan and
Pondababa. God, you know their name. You said I didn't have to know anything coming on the show, Steve.
You don't. I do. You do not. No, I'm filling it in for you. It's fine. It's all fine. We're fine here. Duh. I play with lightsabers. Come on.
I know, but Disenchanted. That was the show. The new show for the Futurama writers and the Simpsons writers. Okay. Disenchanted.
Haven't heard of it. I live under a rock in the country.
It's a great show. Mm. But that show would have lasted without that fucking elf character. All right. They wrote so much dumb in that elf character. Like, there was like a small chance that he had a storyline. You're like, oh, okay, I could follow this maybe for a second, but then he just does something that is so fucking disgustingly stupid that it loses all feeling for whatever scene that they're in. And I just can't stand people who write dumb into their shows. I can't. Like, okay, Parks and Recreation. You've seen that, right? You've seen Parks and Rec, right? Amy Poehler, Chris Pratt.
It. I'm aware of it.
Oh my gosh, Steve.
What?
Okay. Chris Pratt, his character, they wrote in dumb pretty well with him. Mm-hmm, all right.
Mm-hmm. He can play dumb when he needs to.
They make it work though, because they have such emotional scenes with him in it, and mm-hmm. it makes you like pretty emotional during the episodes that they need to be. I really love that when they write it, and they make the whole town be the dumb people, I guess, because they say like the stupid things that they write in, like completely and utter stupidity in those like town hall meetings and everything. I love that.
Okay.
That's another good example of writing in a good dumb character. I'm just trying to get an example out of you. You know, what's a movie that you've seen, a show that you've seen where they wrote in dumb, or they wrote in a horrible comic relief character? Come on.
One, you've never heard of it, and no one's ever heard of it, but I enjoy their humor.
Okay.
Orgasmo.
An action adventure porno. Porno.
Now.
You look fabo.
The squarest guy in town.
Yes, sir.
For Christ's sake.
How would Christ benefit from me putting my tongue in someone's mouth?
Do you want your money or not?
Has been born again.
I'm a bad, bad Mormon.
As the biggest star in the business.
I'm so badly wanting it.
Oh my gosh. Jesus. Where?
Why do I feel like I've seen that before?
It was a Trey Parker movie years and years ago. It wasn't even with Matt Stone. It was just Trey Parker.
Oh,
where he plays a Mormon missionary who gets hired on to do a porno. and him and his on-screen sidekick create the Orgasmatron, I think it's called.
Nice.
And go around zapping people, giving them orgasms spontaneously. This is just, you know, this is Matt Stone, Trey Parker, South Park, stupid humor.
Yeah.
And they've always had a thing for making fun of the Mormons for whatever reason. Or anybody, let's be fair.
Orgasmo sounds like a Saturday night for me. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know where I'm going, dude.
I don't know what that means, but I approve of it.
I'm weak on my jokes right now. My wit is just garbage.
That's fine. Drink your beer. Drink your beer. That's one. And so there, you got one out of me.
What was that, comic relief, or do they write in just too much dumb?
That was dumb movie. You asked for dumb movie.
Okay, well, that's a dumb movie. Relief. If it's supposed to be dumb, then let it be dumb. But I'm talking if they got into like serious states and the dumb character comes up and just ruins the moment. Mm-hmm. You see that a lot in like newer Disney movies too, you know? I mean, Timon and Pumbaa, those guys were written in pretty good with Lion King, right? Because they were crying during those emotional scenes.
Time ago.
But but they were crying in those scenes, mm-hmm. but they still cried in the extent to try to make the audience laugh during those serious scenes, which I didn't like. You know, that's a small example, you know?
Okay.
Maybe. Huh?
Maybe. Yeah. All right, let's come back to Star Wars.
God damn it. Okay, sorry.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. I'm Riley.
Hi, Riley.
Fuck Moriarty.
Oh, dang.
Oh,
and today of all days when he breaks his glasses and he's blind and you got to kick a blind man while he's down. Oh, man.
It's okay, Moriarty. I wore glasses for about a whole year, and then I powered through it. All right, so.
Yes. Okay, favorite Star Wars character?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Dude,
actually, let's break this down. Favorite Star Wars character in the prequels?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ooh.
100%.
DJ.
Odenico. I don't care. Yeah, I don't care if you say something about me like being so like unoriginal, I guess. All right. My favorite fucking character in Dragon Ball Z is Goku. All right. 100%. I don't give a shit if he's the main character. He's a great character. All right. Obi-Wan Kenobi, hands down, the most well-written Star Wars character out of all of them.
I love Obi-Wan.
Yeah, he's great.
DJ, that's all I'm gonna say. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you? What?
I just told you. It's Obi-Wan. DJ.
So you and me,
Same.
We're syncing right now. We're like one, right?
We're Obi-Wan bros right now.
Obi-Wan bros.
Huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Favorite character in the original trilogy?
Original trilogy? Ooh. That's a little tougher because there's not a lot of characters to go by other than Han Solo, Leia, Darth Vader, and Luke, pretty much.
And Lobot.
Lobot's my favorite. All right.
Nine Noom. Let's see. Jabba.
Oh, Nine Noom.
Boba Fett. And Salacious Crumb.
Okay.
General Veers.
Are you asking main character? Because you can't really like develop a relationship.
It can be any character you want.
You can't develop a relationship from a character that's only had screen time of like maybe 10 seconds. All right.
I don't know. There's fanfic out there. I think some people have.
You have to research to become a good, like, okay.
Hey, if you're into Salacious Crumb, then you're into Salacious Crumb.
First time. Okay. Hold on. Okay, first time watching the movies, the original, all right?
Yes.
From 4 to 6, okay?
Yes.
Anybody watching those movies, your favorite character developed just by watching them from the first time. You cannot say Nyan Nub is your favorite fucking character or Reese is your favorite fucking character. You can't do that.
Well, Rob Williams probably can, but...
Yeah, it's... Oh, man.
I don't know. Oh, so, man. Who's your favorite character? OT, come on. Yeah, there's not as many as the other trilogies, but that should make it easier.
Oh,
best to choose from? Oh, you're sweating.
That's such a hard question. I am sweating. You know, okay.
It's hard.
Well, I really love Obi-Wan as an old man in 4, too.
Okay.
I do, really do. And I can't say that because there's 2 more movies, right? But I think from an all-around good character, I think Han Solo was one of the best. Like Harrison Ford, he was the best actor next to Carrie Fisher in all 3 of those movies. Like Carrie Fisher, there's some moments where I'm just like, ooh, you could have tried a little bit harder, all right? But also, I fucking love you and I want to make out with you.
So, come on.
Yeah. Well, have you seen Carrie Fisher and her other stuff? I mean.
I have, but look at Natalie Portman in the prequels and her acting.
Dude, she probably had to hold back. She probably had to hold back so much fucking vomit in her throat to like maintain an eye contact with Hayden Christensen, because I'd feel the same way. I'd be like, episode 2, I would have fucking vomited every scene that I was in with him. Oh my God. Speaking of comic relief characters that they write in shittily. All right. C-3PO and R2-D2 in that fucking movie. God damn it, dude. Oh, God damn it. That part was just so horrible with the whole lava droid making factory. Oh my God.
Okay.
Kill
that
me.
Was bad. That was bad.
It's making me nauseous right now.
Well, let's not make you nauseous. Go back to the original trilogy. Original trilogy, favorite character besides DJ Odub.
Okay. Favorite character.
Han Solo. You're saying
yes,
Han Solo?
Han Solo. I'm saying Han Solo.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Well, good. Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford's Han Solo.
Han Solo, yes. Yes.
So now you're differentiating between Harrison Ford's Solo
and
Ehrenreich Solo.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just hold on to that question. Now...
Sorry, Ben from Skyhoppers. It's not Reese. I promise.
You made me so happy, Ben. Kneel before Reese.
I hate this. I hate everything about this. I hate myself. I hate this podcast network. I can't exist.
Like, I can't breathe.
Want the Reese trivia contest.
All right. New trilogy, sequel trilogy, 7 and 8.
Okay.
Favorite character?
Ray. No questions asked. Ooh. No questions asked. She's okay. One of I take a more of like an approach of the actor, like the people who can actually portray the character from the written form. Yeah. And I think she does such a good job as Rey.
You're into the Rey. That's,
dude.
Okay.
I gotta be honest with you, I've never seen such intense acting in all of Star Wars other than her. All right. Okay. This hands down, she's my choice.
She's your girl.
All what right. about you?
Now I'm the one asking questions.
Oh, come now, on.
I'm not done with you.
You're interrogating me.
I am. It's fantastic. All right. Prequel trilogy.
Okay.
Least favorite character.
Obviously, it's going to have to be Jar Jar Binks or the little kid that is Anakin's friend. That portrays Greedo. All right. Right when I saw him enter the camera and somebody said he was Greedo, I wanted to fucking beat the shit out of that little kid. So, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, you have a good focus camera for that to show up. Yeah. Jar Jar Binks, no bueno for me.
Jar Jar Binks tongue candy wants you.
Wait a second. Writing in comic relief. We're talking about this whole time. Oh God, that is garbage. Isn't that just, what is that? Like Pez?
No, it's 20-year-old candy. It's disgusting.
Well, I'm glad
we'll you save have you that. One. Maybe I got Doug some 20.
I got some 20-year-old candy right here for you too, as well, baby. Mm.
I told you you really need to wash those underwear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I will.
Okay. Right. So Jar Jar is your least favorite from the prequels. Okay.
Steve, you're gonna see a pattern here. All right,
that's fine.
You're gonna see a pattern just because of the whole writing dumb in comic relief. I had to say it over and over again.
That's
but
fine. That's fine. Nothing wrong with it. Okay.
All right.
Original trilogy 4, 5, 6 least favorite.
The Ewoks.
Ooh, Eric loves you right now.
Yeah, the Ewoks are an abomination. It ruined that movie.
You know, I saw a meme on Facebook. Actually, it's technically not a meme. It's just a photo. Somebody took a still shot from Predator, the old Predator movie.
Yeah.
Where the Predator had skinned like several soldiers and hung them upside down. So you just have these bloody bodies hanging from a tree.
Yeah.
And they put the Ewoks all in front of it.
Oh, my God. You know, okay, I do have to say one thing. It's like I said in the beginning of this podcast that I believe that the writers write the movies the way that they want, okay? I know they wrote the Ewoks in there, and I'm not trying to be hypocritical. I'm just saying, like how we said, the second thing that we said before we started the show was like, we're allowed to have open discussion about it and be fine about it. Just no
absolutely.
Particular. Okay, no, so
that's fine.
I'm saying the Ewoks sucked, but I'm also saying that I love that movie still, so I'm going to be PC as much as I can on your show. That's it.
Unfortunate.
PC. I'm just kidding.
Eric can't stand the Ewoks. I personally, I'm fine with the Ewoks. I don't think they were used in a good way. I mean, let's get back to the whole stormtroopers being taken out by bows and arrows. Dumb. But
bows and arrows are a pretty good weapon. That's all I'm saying. Bows and arrows that small, sure. All right, but if it was a compound bow, something a little bit more tactical and futuristic, come on, man.
But with high-tech futuristic armor that apparently doesn't deflect or protect you from anything.
Was there a book that stated something about vibrabraid or
vibrabraid?
Vibrabraid. Vibrabraid. Vibrabraid.
Hey, you read from vibrabraid.
Hey, Ryrie, hello.
Hello.
The metal that they used on vibrablades. The stuff that can defend against lightsabers, all right. Who's to say that they didn't have arrow tips? that were exactly the same metal that can pierce through kinetic armor that they had. Come on.
I'm going to say that's not the point. Prove me wrong.
Not the point. I can't prove you wrong because nobody wrote anything about it yet.
Right. So doesn't exist. All right.
Fuck the Ewoks.
Ewoks. Okay. So sequel trilogy now, 7 and 8, least favorite.
7 and 8. Ooh. Ooh. See, now is where the controversy really starts to arise because it's so fresh, you know. Okay, you know what? You're putting me on the spot here. This is really hard. I didn't have to think about this before. I didn't have to think of my favorite. You know what? My least favorite character in the two newest movies is the guy on the gun trenches. You know, he takes his finger and he licks the red sand. And he's like, "Oh, salt! I hate that guy. That guy's done." Worst, worst Star Wars character ever.
Really? Shut up.
Salt. Oh, fuck you, dude. We didn't need to know that. Who cares if it's salt?
You know what that scene was all about. You know exactly what that scene was all about, and it was not him. It was a guy to his right.
I'm sure.
Do you remember who the guy to his right was?
No. Biggs?
No, that was a cameo with Gareth Edwards.
Okay, cameos are another thing. Okay. They really are. Like, well, who was the guy? The guy from Inception. I forgot his name. Got the forehead. He played the alien that pulled him over.
The guy with the forehead.
Oh, he's hot. Don't get me wrong. I'd fucking do the hell out of him. Okay, but I don't know his name. He doesn't know mine either, so I don't give a shit. What is his name? The alien. He played the cameo in that too.
Wait, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Is that the one?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
All right. And he's the one you thought, with Gordon Joseph Levitt, you thought Inception. That's interesting.
It is Inception. He was in Inception.
No, he is. It's just interesting. That's the one you remember him from.
Well, yeah, it was a better movie than Star Wars Episode VIII.
Well, the irony being, one of the other movies he's known for is Looper, which was written and directed by Rian Johnson.
Ooh, Looper.
Looper.
Wasn't Hayden Christensen in that too?
No, I think you're thinking a different one. That was Bruce Willis. Oh, and
Emily Blunt. That was Jumper.
Jumper, yeah. That was... I haven't seen that in a long time, and there's probably a reason for that.
Mace Windu was in that too. I mean... Well,
Mace Windu gets around. He probably...
Yeah, he does.
He only landed in that movie because he fell out the window.
May I have a bite of that hamburger? All right, good, sir.
This is a tasty burger.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Sorry. So, hey, Steve, I'm ruining your show. I'm very sorry, man.
No, it's fine. It's all fine. We're fine here.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm pretty good. I'm just nervous still.
Stop.
I keep wanting to bring the conversation into like other directions, and you're like, no, Star Wars.
Star Wars, laser swords. Okay. So speaking of laser swords, do you have a favorite lightsaber?
Duh.
Mine.
Duh.
Oh. DJ O-Dub.
Yeah, mine's skin color, all right? Oh, my. No, favorite lightsaber of all time. It has to be. Can it be video games? Can I choose from a video game?
Sure, absolutely. I'll let you do that.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to. So it's Count Dooku's. All right, 100%.
Okay. You like the Bane.
Wish it was a different color. That's it. It's my only gripe.
What color do you want it to be?
I want it to be blue.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you understand the significance of blue versus green?
Yeah, well, I believe that I'm a guardian versus a consular because I think if I had the chances, I would be more of a combative warrior rather than force-related Jedi. Yes, so I'd choose blue. Yeah.
I want you to come train with us so badly.
I know. I want to as well.
I do. Oh, my. You would swear a lot because that's what you do.
100%.
And then afterwards, you'd be like, holy shit, I can't wait to do this again.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I've taken 6 months of kendo in Japan, actually, in Sasebo, Japan. I took a lot of kendo out there. And I believe I can beat any swordsman out there with my 6 month training.
It, where in Japan was that? Is that in Tokyo? Southside? I don't know that.
Sasebo. No, it's like, maybe about 40 to 60 miles away from Nagasaki.
Oh,
it's 99 islands.
Hey, hey. Nihongo wakaremasu ka?
No, kawaii, I want food. That's all I said out there.
kawaii?
Yeah.
That's very gaijin of you.
You've been to Japan quite a few times, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're accustomed to the culture out there.
Hey, so does it.
Amazing culture. That's all I'm going to say. If I had a chance to go back, 100% I would.
It's interesting.
I saw the cops shut down the streets in Nagasaki for the street racers to legally race each other on the roads in the middle of the night there. So because no one gets hurt.
It's safer if they do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They sell video games at gas stations. They have microwaves in their vending machines, so they give you hot food. They sell rubber inflatable boobs in every convenience store, so you can just have a rubber inflatable boob anytime you want.
Some people need those.
It's a dream.
They are servicing a market.
They really are. They service me correctly. I didn't know how to use the toilets there, but
they're etiquette to the toilets, let's be honest.
I love the whole heater underneath the table, the whole custom, like in the mornings when they made the red eggs, like alligator eggs, and they put it over rice. And if you try to put soy sauce on the rice, they'd smack your hand and be like, what the hell are you doing? And I love the heater underneath the table. That was just such a nice thing. It really was. I love the customs out there. It was just, whew, yeah. Okay.
And now you know Bushido.
I don't know anything. That whole 6 months kendo. Of kendo, I didn't pay any attention. I was just trying to make fun, you know, saying that maybe I can kick somebody's ass like Loring. He's the weakest.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the weakest of your whole entire school. I'm just going to shout it out there. All right.
Dude.
He's going to come to my house and just like stab.
No, but I will drive him there.
No, I'm just kidding, Loring. I love you to hell. I love you to hell and back. I promise. All right, don't beat me up. I'll kiss you instead. All right.
Whoa.
I'm not saying whoa.
I know. Okay.
Whatever.
Hi. Okay. Let's keep going. Let's go fun here. Okay.
Fun.
It's fun. Are you ready for some fun?
Are you not entertained? Okay.
No, we are. We are. Oh, okay. We're going to keep having more fun here, okay?
Great.
Okay.
Great.
So you can break this down if you want to, but I'll keep it as a broad question. Let's have some fun. Across the Star Wars movies.
Okay.
All 10 of them now. Pick a character and recast them as somebody else from another franchise.
Oh. Man, I love that question. I love that question. Have you had this one like sitting? I don't remember you saying anything like this on a podcast.
It's been on my list for you for a little while, sir.
Damn, that's a good question.
So you know what? So you obviously are a fan and you listen to Tumbling Saber.
Yes, of course.
And you know what fans they are of Seinfeld.
Yeah, also fuck those guys, but yeah.
Oh, dang.
Oh, I love Tumbling Saber. You guys rock. But fuck Seinfeld.
Oh, okay. That's what you meant. You didn't mean
mean fuck Tumbling Saber. I meant fuck their choice in shows.
Whatever. Some people like him. That's fine. It's all fine.
Yeah.
So pick a Star Wars character and recast them as somebody. And then tell me why. Whew. I know. This is fun.
Okay, so if I had to like pick a character from a different game and then like
game or movie
and then put them in Star Wars as that
character. Somebody. Yeah.
But it has to be their personality from the game and other movie. It's not the Star Wars character personality, right?
I think it has to be. Yeah.
So 100,000%. Mm. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Garrus from Mass Effect.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. Okay. I'm saying it. I think, 100%.
You would push Ewan McGregor aside.
Well, as much as I love Ewan McGregor, I fucking love Garrus too.
Okay.
I mean, they're completely different universes, but it would be kind of cool to have that side of a cast. No, to make the movie more interesting, let's keep Ewan McGregor in there. All right. Ooh. Let's keep him in there and replace Hayden Christensen. All right. With
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh, no. That's a hard no.
Because I'm not a fan of Leo.
Let's replace him with Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio from Django. Yeah, perfect. Great.
No. Okay, let me give you one.
All right.
Let me give you one.
All right.
This has been sitting with me for a while. Tell me what you think about this.
All right.
I would replace Han Solo and you know, that's hard to do. And I mean Harrison Ford, Han Solo.
Okay.
With Malcolm Reynolds from Firefly.
Ooh.
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 Isn't that interesting?
That is a... Wow.
Yeah, you like that?
You know what? I do like that actually.
That could work. Like he goes one step beyond what Solo does in his mix of drama and comedy to just, he would bring out a little bit more.
What the? You're blowing my mind right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
How long have you been thinking about this, Steve?
That one I've been thinking about 27, 28, 29 seconds.
No, yeah, way.
I came up with that on the spot, actually.
You're an idiot.
I know.
Okay, so you're telling me, oh my God, well, wait a second, hold on. That's so brutal.
That's awesome, though. You love it.
Han Solo with, so you're talking Harrison Ford versus Nathan Fillion.
I'm saying take Harrison out and put Captain Malcolm Reynolds in there instead of Han Solo.
Dude. But his character, not Nathan Fillion, just his character.
Well, Nathan Fillion playing Malcolm Reynolds as Han Solo.
Gosh, it's so hot. It's giving me a half chub right now.
Oh, my. Hello there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what a great one.
Why is the camera slowly panning down? I don't, what? Oh, hello there. Hi. Okay, back up here. Up here. You're looking up here, not down there. Go on. It's your turn now.
Oh, that's a really good one. So I'm going to have to take away. I might have to take away Garrus because that was just me like
top of your head.
Yeah, that's a good. You thought about this longer than 29 seconds.
I seriously did not. Wow, while you were talking about Garrus, I was like, dude.
That's such a good one. Dang. I don't know if I can top that because I want that right now.
Well, you don't have to top it. You can bottom it if you want to.
Wow. Okay. You know what?
Pick a character.
I would have liked to have had... I can't even fucking... God damn it. I'm so sorry. I can't talk.
I've blown your mind.
I would have liked to have seen another male teenage character that played a better role than Hayden Christensen. I know George Lucas wrote him in there, but I'm trying to find something else that... Can it be an anime?
Okay.
Yeah, really?
Sure.
You ever seen The Boy and His Beast?
Nope.
The Boy and the Beast?
Nope.
The main character for The Boy and the Beast. I don't know if you want to look that up or whatever, but he's a pretty good one. But no, it can't be anime. It has to be a person. Dude, this is like way on the spot. Yeah. I'm going to have to stay with Garrus for the time being. I have to because I don't know of anything else.
Now, what if you got silly and you replaced Chewbacca, since you said anime, this popped into my head, with Totoro? That's just goofy.
Yeah, well, at least he would have been acting. I'm kidding. That was a joke. Oh my God, dude. Total joke.
Ow. Ouch.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm so delete that.
I'm going to leave that in because I know somebody who knows the new Chewbacca and
no,
it's fine.
The new one or the old one?
No, the new one. Eunice Watoma.
Well, I was talking about the old one, so.
Oh, will you really? Well, that's rude to do to an old man.
Well, who is it?
Peter Mayhew.
Mayhew, that's what it was. Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'm.
I can probably make sure he knows about your opinion as well.
Christ.
I know. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Riley TBO on Twitter.
Or Riley at bigopenpodcast.com.
Christ.
I can make that happen. That's actually really easy to do.
Don't.
Okay, let's pick another character. What about, okay, pick who else could play Vader?
Ooh.
Mm. Pick a baddie. A real bad baddie.
Does he have to be old? Does he have to be like Vader's age?
No.
No?
Well, you get somebody of mine?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Call me stupid.
Nope.
All right. yeah, you're stupid, Riley. What is his fucking name? Hold on. Might have to take a little bit of a break here. A little research time stamp.
From what movie? Movie, TV show?
Heroes. The protagonist, the main bad guy.
Oh,
Zachary Quinto.
The new Spock from JJ's reboot. Yeah.
I would have loved to see him as like a younger Vader, just because he plays such a good bad guy in everything that he plays. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. If I like him as an Anakin, but as a young Vader?
Yeah. No, see, that's my point. It's like a younger version of Vader, like Zachary Quinto, he plays such a twisted, just conflicted human being in every role that he plays. And I'm just like, please God, be Vader. I think you'd do a great job. I think he'll fill any role that he's given. Actually, that guy is, he's pretty solid.
Sure. Okay, so from that, okay, here's another bad guy. The guy from Dexter.
Never seen that show.
Michael C. Hall? Yeah. Who, you know, Dexter, who's basically a psychopath serial killer, right?
Yeah.
Super twisted thing, right? I wonder if he could play somebody evil and twisted.
Could.
I like Zachary Quinto better as Vader.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like that.
That's good.
The eyebrows. You can't go wrong with the eyebrows. Man,
those are like, he can't ever get rid of those.
I love it. No, okay. Can I ask you a question? I know this is your podcast and everything.
Bring it.
I want to know your favorite worst villain of all time. Like the actor that played like the best villain that you've ever seen. In any film or any series or anything.
Well, the problem is the first thing that comes to mind is Star Wars. Who do you think it would be in Star Wars for me?
The worst bad guy?
Yeah, the baddest bad guy.
For you.
For me.
I want to say Krennic. No? No?
Nope, he was a whiny child.
Wow, but he was still a pretty good bad guy.
There's two good bad guys, and only one of them is that much better on screen. The other one, you have to read the books to understand how good he is.
Which one is yours? The one from the books or the one on screen?
On screen. And he only gets better in the books.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, it has to be one of the Sith. It's
my buddy Sheev.
I am the Senate.
Sheev Palpatine, the Emperor Darth Sidious.
I can't judge you. I can't.
You shouldn't.
I shouldn't.
That would be.
I'm not going to.
No.
I told you Goku is my favorite in Dragon Ball Z, so might as well be that, right?
He's pure evil, and he's strategic, he's smart, he's patient. like he is the epitome of evil.
Did you play the game? The Battlefront 2 game, the storyline. Did you play that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how Palpatine was portrayed in that game?
Oh, yeah.
As the bot, well, and he was just a holographic. You know?
Yeah. That was part of Operation Cinder. Yeah.
How creepy was that, man? Like, even after he died, it's like, wow. He's
still there, yeah.
That storyline was brutal. The
bots delivering his Operation Cinder directives. Yeah, no. He is a master strategist. So my second choice, from Star Wars at least, would then, and this is the one where you really have to understand the background and read the movies, and you see it through the Clone Wars as well. But okay. Tarkin.
Oh yeah. Grand Moff, dude. Mm. Grand Moff Tarkin. You can't deny his evil. He's not necessarily evil. He's fucking just following orders, like, to the core. All right.
It's not even necessarily that he's evil. He's just really good at being bad.
Yeah. Well, he's really good at listening.
He's about power.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
He developed and accumulated power under the Republic and then just went balls deep when the Empire turned around.
And I love in episode 7 when they showed him. I'm sorry. I loved it.
You mean Rogue One?
Fuck you. Delete that. Hold on. Timestamp at blah, 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 blah. I loved it in Rogue One when they showed
him animated. I was like, they didn't let any of that leak out. So the first time you saw him on screen, you're like, oh, you see the back of his head. And you're like, oh, that's cool. They've got a, you know, head double in there. And then they, oh, that's really good. And, you know, I have some background in how some of that stuff works. I'm like, oh, that's really good. Ooh,
it was good, man. They got the eyes, they got the shadows, they got the skin tone.
Oh,
they
there's so much to that. It. Oh my God, that was amazing.
Didn't they, I know I'm stupid and I know every other Star Wars fan probably knows this already, but didn't he like not wear like shoes while he was acting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's a great interview and we've talked about it on our show before, but his, he had unusually large feet.
Oh my. Costume.
And so he had to get his boots for the outfit, you know, custom made. And by the time they started filming, they weren't ready yet. So he went to George and he's like, oh, you know, George, in a very British way. Oh,
yeah.
I hope you don't mind, but maybe could we, you know, just maybe shoot me from the waist up. Ended up filming almost everything he did wearing carpet slippers.
I love that, man.
It's just, oh my God, that just tickles my fancy.
What a champ, dude. That's all I'm saying.
That's like, phenomenal. I love
double the respect. I mean, that guy is fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was not a bad scene with him in it. Like, he was just on point. Like, him as an actor, oh my God, man.
Okay, there was one scene where he needed a little bit more hairspray, but it's the 70s, and I understand.
He still did a good job.
He did.
I'm just going to say,
hair and makeup need a little bit more work.
Anything that was beyond his control.
Mm.
All right. I mean, he, as an actor, did a great job.
Oh, I'm not judging.
Yeah.
Not judging him. I'm judging the hair and makeup person that day.
Fuck that guy or girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all man.
Right. So is there anybody else you can think of that you like off the top of your head that you would recast somehow?
Who?
Do you have a favorite TV show?
I do have favorite TV shows like Spartacus or The Sun on Hulu, the Western. Oh my God. Okay.
Don't know it.
Spartacus is on Netflix. That show is fucking amazing. It sucks that the guy from the first season who played Spartacus, he died.
He died. Like, yeah. That show is all about like blood and sex, right?
Duh. Yeah. That's why I like it.
Because that was an HBO show originally, wasn't it?
Was it? Maybe. I didn't know. I found it on Netflix. I watched it on Netflix.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like an HBO kind of thing.
Well, the first half of your question, I have to say Hayden Christensen, I would recast him.
You would recast him. Okay.
100%. 100%.
But then with who?
But then with who? Is there any good? Maybe the guy with the baseball bat from Stranger Things.
Oh God, no. Okay. So you think about he's kind of trying to be like this late teens, early 20s, heartthrob, angsty.
That's what I'm saying. It's, like, it's really hard to like think of a character that would fit his description unless it was an animated character. You don't really get
One in mind.
Well, yeah, I brought up the Boy and the Beast earlier, and I wanted Chewbacca to be replaced by the Beast, and I want him to be replaced by the kid. All right, that's it. That movie is great. All right, the guy who wrote that movie, I forgot his name, but he made Wolf Children. I don't know if you ever seen that either. Great. Nope. Best movies ever. Sorry, best movies ever. But oh God, it's really hard to find like another lead for like Hayden Christensen. Oh my God. Other than him, yeah, from The Boy and the Beast, I would like to see him. He was a good character, the boy from that.
Okay. 2015 movie. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
When a young orphan boy living on the streets of Shibuya stumbles upon a fantastic world of beasts. He's taken in by a gruff warrior beast looking for an apprentice. All right, it's a furry movie.
I knew you were going to say something like that. You know what? Fuck what? You. Watch it.
It's a furry anime.
Fuck you, picked furry you anime. Steve. Nope. All right.
I also notice you have not denied this statement at all.
It can be considered a furry movie. I'm not saying that it is or it isn't. All right. It's still a great goddamn movie. I'm not going to say anything against
it. It's all good.
Wolf Children was even better. Wolf Children was more emotionally impacting. That movie, I swear to God, listening to the soundtrack now will make me bawl my eyes out, no matter where I am. That movie is so impacting.
That soundtrack for next time I see you in person. Yeah.
It's like the genre is called like a slice of life, all right? And there's no real like, hey, when's this movie going to end? Or like, what's really going on? Is there like a huge plot twist or anything? No, it's a woman who fucking had sex with a furry guy and they had like half fucking, fuck you, Steve. They had half human and half wolf children who can like change into wolves at any time they want. And like how they grow up, like whether one wants to be a wolf and the other wants to be a human. And all I'm going to say is like, watch the movie. Don't fucking judge me. All right. You will cry. You will cry.
I'm not judging you.
I see it all over that face, Steve. I see it.
Hashtag always training, always judging. I'm getting stickers done. I swear.
Oh, fuck you, right. Moriarty.
That's nothing to do with it. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe you. So much hatred.
No, I don't hate him. I'm just saying, fuck you. You know?
Ow. Okay.
Oh, Christ.
All right. Hey. All right. Last question. Then we can wrap up.
All right. I'm down.
What are you most looking forward to in Star Wars with what's coming down the road?
Ooh. Definitely an Obi-Wan Kenobi film.
Oh, yes, please, dear God. And obviously, it can only be, and has to be,
yes,
our boy Ewan.
Yes.
Yes.
If it's not Ewan, I swear to God.
It must be crap.
It must be crap. I hate it. I will not watch it if it's not him. All right.
I think they're smart enough that if for some reason they never got around to doing it with Ewan, they just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, they can't recast him. I mean, they can recast Solo because look at Harrison Ford now. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, it was a significant age difference going backwards, but we're talking about wanting to tell a movie with a character who has aged
exactly
to say where Ewan McGregor is right now.
Yep. Oh my God. I don't even care if he's just sitting in the bar drinking for 2 hours. I would watch that movie.
Oh, I would drink with that man every day.
Oh man. Every fucking day.
Oh yeah. Oh. Totally. Okay. So Obi-Wan movie, which we have no idea about, but of the things that we know about. So Star Wars Resistance has kind of already started, but it's not really for us. It's a kid's show. It's cute.
Not into
it's
it. A good show. Yeah, well, I haven't watched it, and I'm probably not going to. It's just like Rebels or just like
No, it's younger than that.
See, I can't do that.
You have to consume it at some point, even if you
don't. I'm not going to. I mean,
you're going
I watched
to, and then you're going to deny that you did it.
I just watched the Clone Wars, the season six of Clone Wars on Netflix, and yeah. I got to be honest with you, that was cool. I mean, with Fives and everything, like going crazy, and like that was like a darker element that I like to see it. My dream for Star Wars, I know it's not ever going to fucking happen, but I would like to see like fucking blood and guts rated R or slash X. Like, let's fucking show some just gore and gruesome, like just the most brutal and dark and disgusting Star Wars movie. I want to see that. I want to see that with like today's CG. That's just something I want
to
see.
I feel like you and Lori need to make a Star Wars movie there.
Dude, 100%. I swear to God, I want to see, I don't want to see sex scenes. Fuck sex scenes. Fuck
you
love.
You said rated X.
Dude, fine. Rated X, fine. I want to see somebody shoving a lightsaber down someone's throat while he's naked and his penis is going in like a meat circle. You know what I'm saying? As he's like shoving it down. Anyways, and I don't.
Hello there. How you doing?
Hey, anyways, I just want to see a more brutal side of it because there's always that. There's in every Star Wars film that they get it pretty dark, but they don't make it to the point where it's like so dark that it's going to give a kid nightmares other than Anakin slaying children. But they don't even show that. I want to see a movie where he slays children.
You want a rated R Star Wars
thing. I want a more than rated R. I want something that is going to send me home being like, what the fuck did I just watch? I mean, that was just because think about it. The capabilities of the Sith, they're so feared. They're so everybody's so afraid of them. And that like you have the rebellion that's trying to fight these people against a galaxy of people rebelling against an empire. They have to be afraid of them for some reason. They've done some dark shit. I want to see that dark shit. I want to see some guts being ripped open, people being blown up and all that other fun stuff. I want to see a Sith Lord with a lightsaber, like in the Legends, go through crowds of people, just slicing them up. Like that's, I want to see what they're capable of on film, not just reading and in my own imagination. All right.
You want to see the brutality. Okay.
Yes.
I could understand that.
Knights of the Old Republic, the online game, they had a couple of cinematics that did a great job at explaining, like showing a little bit of that. I mean, there was no like blood and guts, but like there's a girl, Satine, one of the Jedi Knights. She held out her hand to hold the Force against a Sith lightsaber, and the lightsaber was
Satine
like
or Satil? Oh, Satil.
Fuck you.
Satil.
She held out Satil. Satil.
She held out a light. Was the Duchess on Mandalore that Obi-Wan was after.
That, oh, God damn it. What? I know. They're so common. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. All right. Anyway, she stopped a lightsaber with the Force with her hand like that. Yes. How cool was that? And like all those people died around her and everything. Come on.
She was a grandmaster.
Oh.
Yeah. She was a badass.
I'm going to answer your next question. I know you said that was the last one, but the one thing that I want to see in this, anything in Star Wars, like my dream for Star Wars, where it's going, is to see Knights of the Old Republic as a film.
Oh, man.
I want to see Revan. I want to see Bastila. I want to see Carth Onassi. I want to see the outcast from number two. I want to see Kreia. I want to see the Knights of the Old Republic, mostly Revan, but I want a movie around that. And the fact that fucking Lucasfilms shut down Aperion Studios or Poem Studios for that remake of the game is, I can't tell you how upset I am about that. But that's it. That's where I'm going. The rest, you can find out how I feel on my podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But come on. Really feel? Can't deny.
I don't want you to hold back here.
Dude, Rat Ghouls. Come on. They brought in a plague-like disease in Star Wars. Holy fuck. That's cool. I don't care how unrealistic it is. It's a fucking natural disaster. Awesome.
Yep. Yep.
Blown up planets. Great. Sith Lords that actually kill thousands and thousands of people without pressing a button on a goddamn Death Star. All right.
The Rakata, the Star Forge, all that old stuff.
What? Battle meditation?
I love battle meditation, by the way.
Dude, something the greatest force power of all time is battle meditation. Come on.
To be able to meditate in the moment like that, it's tough, man.
Blinding the enemies, focusing your allies and like formations and Jesus.
Well, I can blind the enemy. All I have to do is take off my shirt.
Oh, no, the sunlight, it burns. It burns. I'm so hard, but I'm hurt at the same time.
Oh, my.
Okay, I'm sorry for making your show sexual. I'm sorry.
Not like you're the first, and you probably won't be the last.
At least I'm not a virgin, and at least I'm not dead.
Well, I can only validate that you're not dead. All I know.
All right, bye, Steve.
Okay, bye. Written and directed by George Lucas. Right, yeah. So, dude, you have fun? Is this good?
Yeah,
is this all right? Dude, you're still blushing, by the way.
I've been blushing this whole time. I'm nervous this whole fucking time.
Why are you nervous?
Fuck you, man. I've been listening to your podcast a lot longer than you've known me. Think about how that must feel for a person like that. Come on.
You
don't know what it's like.
We only started 6 months before you joined Twitter and I met you.
A lot happens in 6 months, Steve.
Okay.
You can say I love you to somebody in 6 months. A relationship can spawn. You can go to dinner for like 4 or 5 dates, fuck like animals for about 3 months, and then say I love you in that amount of time. All right? Long time.
I think we just learned something about you.
Yeah. Except I fuck on the first date, and that's it.
Oh, one and done? Is that what we're saying? Wow. Again, we just learned something about you. Cool.
Yeah. All right. Non-binary stayed, so it's good.
It's all good. It's all good, man. He doesn't listen to podcasts, does he?
I hope he does. It stirs it up. I need a little drama.
You are a sick man.
Yes, that I am. That I am.
That's why we love you. All right. So here we are. Episode 86. I had to look at my notes.
86. I'm 86, huh?
You are 86. You are number 86, buddy.
My gosh. Wow.
I know.
That's around the time that people start dying.
I probably will not live that long.
Maybe. Actually, statistically, no.
Yeah, statistically, I won't. If my genetics follow my father, I'm fine. I won't live past 80.
Hey, think about it. The people in the early 1900s and 1800s, they didn't live to be my age half the time. So
22?
What? I'm almost 30. I've had more than one beer.
All you 22-year-olds sit there going, I'm almost 30. All you 20-year-olds. As soon as you're past 21, you're like, I'm almost 30. Oh, shut up. All of you.
Okay.
All of you. Okay. And then once you hit 30, you're like, I need a walker. I'm old.
Or exercise. I think that might do it because I definitely need some of that. You know?
You and me both. Okay. You want to plug your podcast one more time?
Wow. The Big Open Podcast. Find it anywhere. You can find me on Twitter, RileyTBO.
Yes.
Yeah, you can find the podcast on Libsyn. You can find it on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Portal, anything you want. It's there. Find it. The Big Open Podcast. Please send us hate mail, thebigopenpodcast@gmail.com. Please, God, send me all the hate that you need about all my opinions on this show and on my show. Please. Thank you.
Do you have a show coming out soon?
I do. Actually, I'm editing it. Right now, as we speak,
you want to tease it?
Oh, do I want to tease it? We ate bad food and we ended up having to like endure through the conversation. It's pretty funny. All right. It's fucking hilarious.
I'm hoping it's funny because so far big dumps and bad food do not.
We don't like record the dumps. All right.
Hey, I've listened to your podcast. I wouldn't put it past you.
Listen, the last episode that we released, episode 30, is we interviewed a couple of amazing furries, and you need to listen to the podcast. It'll open your eyes to the whole furry world, all right? They're not just fucking crazy people. They're actually nice people. They do a lot for the community, and they have hearts, too. And I'm not a furry, but I'm thinking about being one because of how nice these people are, all right? So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I am acquainted with the furry world.
Yeah, well, you should be because they're really nice. They're nice. I've never met a furry that said, what?
Some of them are very nice people.
Yeah, it's not like the one bad one.
Have you ever listened to the Furcast?
No.
There you go. Friend of mine.
Never listened to any furry podcast ever.
It's not really like it's a podcast by furries, but they just kind of talk about whatever's topical that week.
See, that's the best part. They're not as crazy as people think they are. I mean, I had this whole this whole vision that they would be like really gross people at the same time. But the more and more I delved into like the universe, I realized that they're nice people. There's like one person that wears a diaper at the age of like 40 something years old and like shits in his diaper and wants his partner to change him and then shove like a big red dog dildo in his mouth. You know, there's a lot of weird things that you see there. But that's just one person, all right? All the other people, they wear suits, they have fun, they act. My vision of a furry is if you pretended that you were an animal when you were a kid, all right, that's what they're doing now. They're acting like the animals as adults, so barking at each other and enjoying themselves and being just fucking feral having fun with it, right?
You want to see something?
Sure.
I had a furry friend of mine make a little statue and send it to me.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
That's his. Yeah, that's Pharaoh Fox.
Cute.
Yeah. I've known him for like 15 years.
Yeah, I gotta be on. It's been like a research project of mine, but not a research project, but just more along the lines of like finding the humanity of people. And the furries have always interested me, and they've interested Sponge as well. So we decided to delve into a lot of those topics and like try to, I want to be able to show people that it's furries not just furries either. Yeah. I don't want to show just furries on the show either, but I want to be able to like, hey, all these people that you think are fucking crazy because there's one person who fucked up somewhere along the line. There's the whole group of them are not like that. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I just got to say, like, that's it.
Okay.
Not a furry. Hashtag nice. Not a furry. Yep, so.
Hashtag might be. Excellent.
Fuck you, Loring.
Wow. And yet it's probably Doug who's throwing some shade.
Fuck you, Doug and Moriarty. All three of you.
Ow.
Doug. Marina, I love you. You're great. You're awesome. Uh-huh. Nothing bad about you.
That's because you want her to help you with your furry suit. You're like,
and this fucking podcast.
Actually. All right. So wrapping this up, if you've made it this far, it's a miracle. And totally, like, seriously, thank you guys. I love everybody who listens to the show. It's amazing that you do it. I know that we are a very small podcast. We're a niche. We kind of do our little thing and we try and have some fun and we really try not to do everything that everybody else is doing. Right. So there's no, you're not going to come listen to San Diego Sabres to get the latest Star Wars news. Cause there's 17,000 other podcasts doing that. And that's not our shtick. That's not our forte. We'll talk about it, but we try and have some fun with Star Wars. We talk about the stuff that we're with the lightsaber group that we run and developing saber martial arts as like a true sport and a true martial art. And then just have fun with Star Wars because it's all intertwined here. So if you are listening, thank you for listening this long through this episode. Check out the back episodes, except for like the first couple episodes because they were pretty bad. Riley, would you like to add something?
Yeah, I do. Please. I found this podcast looking for Star Wars podcasts because on a whim, I wanted to listen to something Star Wars related. I found these guys and I found myself immersed in deep conversation about honor, about morality, about life, people, everything around you is related. It's not just about sword fighting and Star Wars. These guys who run this show are some of the most intelligent and versatile. How do I say it? There's a word that I'm trying to look for. Versified. What's that word? I fucked up my monologue, but
well-rounded
souls.
Sure.
I found these guys. I've listened to them ever since episode one. All right.
Oh God, seriously.
I have.
That was terrible.
When they were online, I listened to them. All right. So
bad. My editing was so horrible back then.
I got to be honest with you, listeners. I know a lot of you. I've seen a lot of you in person, and I love you all. But I got to also say that this show is amazing. I've cried. I've been angry. I've been excited. I've been thrilled enough to contact this fool right here that's having a podcast with me.
I know you came to my holiday party last year.
I did.
At the winery.
It was great.
It was fine.
Anyways, it's a great fucking podcast. I'm not going to stop listening at all. And I 100% respect you. And
oh, bless you.
5 stars, 100%, whatever app that you're on, I'm going to rate it. I've already done it, most likely.
But you have, actually.
Steve, it's been an honor. It's been an honor.
No, I'm glad you came on. No, seriously, thank you for being here. And thank you for being a knight of the Commonwealth as you are a supporter of so many of the shows out there. We now have 10 shows. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to say anything about the
take in?
Do you want? Hello there. Do you want to say anything about the Star Wars Commonwealth shows that you listen to?
First of all, I love every single one of them, and I can't just like select ones that stick out. It's not fair.
You don't want my favorites.
Yeah. It's getting to that point where it's like you can't. If you say one show, they're like, "Why did you say my show?" You know. Anyways, I do want to say one particular. All right, there's one other than your show. No, two. I'm gonna say two. All right. Oh God, maybe three. No, fuck. Oh my God. See, it's hard.
Do it.
Okay. I'm gonna just go like not really in order. There's no order. I love you all to death. But the ones that I've talked to in person. All right. I want to say, Rob Williams. I fucking love you, man. You're an amazing human being. All right. Seriously. Goddamn, you don't get enough credit, and I want to just fucking make out with you right when I get to Canada in 2028.
Wow.
Whatever, dude. Come on. I'm allowed to say what I want, right? It's
Canada.
On.
You can do whatever.
Okay, great. Tumbling Sabres, really I fucking wonder. Love you guys. Rob Wade, I fucking love you. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mopar and Commander Cody, fuck you and fuck Rogue Squad Pod. All right, I'm done.
I know you're on their WhatsApp chat like all the time.
Fuck that show.
Hashtag triggered. Hashtag pissed.
Pissed. Pissed and drunk.
I had such a good time when Cody came down and visited. We went to Stone and had beer.
Cody came to my house, actually, and we played guitar all fucking night, man.
Ooh.
So legit. That guy is such a talented guitar player, and I can't wait to jam with him again. And Mopar, seeing him too, holy shit, man. We jammed out at that arcade, had some fucking crazy time. Oh, I can't even tell you. It's just what a delight it is to see those people in person.
Right.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you can find us at sandiegosabres.net. We've got all our social media up there. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're doing more and more YouTube these days. Why are you giving me the finger?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. It's nice. I love your YouTube stuff.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, we've got some more stuff in the works that's going to be a little bit more saber related.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that is our primary thing, is we're a lightsaber combat group. So got some stuff in the works.
Whoa. You just made me think about something.
Thank you.
Fode and Bede, fuck them too.
Oh, yeah, that's fine too. you're trying to make this the longest sign off in history, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, we've like our longest one so far is like 27 minutes. So there's no way.
That's because you have a fantastic cast, fantastic friends.
I don't even remember. I think that was on Doug and Lauren Marina's show. Yes. Anyway, SanDiegoSabres.net for all our social media. You can find the podcast stuff up there. You can find the stuff that we do as a lightsaber combat group. We practice full combat lightsaber techniques based in real world martial arts. It's can really just blow your mind. I'm like, we're coming up on 3 years in the group, and it is phenomenal how it can actually like change people's lives. I mean, I've got to say that, right? And I know you understand. So with that, that is episode 86. I can tell by the look on Riley's face how much he's enjoyed this episode.
I have.
I'm not going to tell you what he was doing with his face, but his face was in, shall we say, ecstasy.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So until next week, when something else happens with somebody else.
Don't lose your tip.
Don't lose your tip. So I will be your host, Steve Kirk, with my special guest.
Riley, what's up? Not a furry.
Hashtag could be.
Hashtag could be. Fuck you, Loring. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I said it too early.
We really appreciate you listening to our show this week. If you have any questions or comments about this or any other episode, we'd love to hear from you. Just drop us an email, podcast@sandiegosabres.net. And make sure you check out the other great shows from the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. Talk Star Wars, Generation X-Wing, The Nerd Room, Tumbling Saber, The Rogue Squadron Podcast, The Skyhoppers Podcast, Less Than 12 Parsecs, Tatooine Sons, and Retro Inc. Head to StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first steps into a larger world. Until next time, remember to always keep your blades up. Don't lose your tip. And may the Force be with you.
San Diego Sabres Radio Podcast is produced by F7 Productions and is intended for informational and educational purposes only. This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored by Lucasfilm or any of its companies. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, music, characters, and other Star Wars items are the property of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content is property of San Diego Sabres, copyright 2018. May the Force be with you.